Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews, and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, rebroadcasting from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. Today's star date is 60.10054. Star date 60.10054, or 10,054 days since Pluto's New Year's. First up on today's news is a reminder for the beekeeping workshop that is going to be happening Friday at 5 p.m. at Mike and Christy Lucia's home. So if you're interested in, it'll be a sharing potluck dinner with an Irish theme since it's St. Patrick's Day. Just bring anything you'd like to share with 7 or 8 people. We'll have the intro portion of the workshop at 6:30 to 8 p.m. So again, Friday on St. Patty's Day, 5 p.m. is a potluck at Mike and Christy Lucia's, with the workshop happening from 6:30 to 8. It will feature Dina Tange, who will be teaching us all we need to know about caring for bees. Caring for beads, hanging them around your neck. Nope, this is a bee caring workshop, because we have a small group of people from Glacier View Gardens working on buying bees and raising bees this coming summer. So that's this Friday and Saturday from 10:30 to 2:30 p.m., which will include question and answer time, will be the wrap-up of the workshop, early enough to attend John Lackey's memorial service at Glacier View Bible Church at 5 p.m. Phew, that's a mouthful. So after the 17th, the 18th on Saturday, 10:30 to 2:30, is the wrap-up of the beekeeping workshop, and people will be leaving early enough to attend the John Lackey Memorial Service, 5 p.m. at Glacier View Bible Church. If you have any questions, call Christy Lucia. She's on the council phone list. So that's it. Friday night is a potluck for bees with the beginning Saturday after in the morning at 10:30 at the school, Glacier View School. Is the, it doesn't say it's at the school. I wonder where it is. Maybe it's also at Christie's. Well, better give Christy a call. Anyway, it's this Friday and Saturday beekeeping. And also remember, at the Glacier View Bible Church, 5 p.m., the memorial for John Lackey. All right, let's move on. Just as a note to Community Council Notebook, March 30th of this year is at the Glacier View School is the Glacier View Community Council meeting, 7 p.m. March 30th, 7 p.m., Glacier View School Council meeting, 7 p.m. at the school. So we're going to have budget items to discuss because we have budget woes. We've got a letter from Barb Baumgartner over at the borough, the comptroller, letting us know that according to law, that the obligations of receiving funds by a community council, and we receive them every year, is to fulfill the expenditure of those funds per the agreement of the receiving of the funds. Now, we have a list of approved items that we can spend the money on, and that list has been submitted to the borough and actually been revised even as of like a year ago. We added a few things, changed a little bit. We are obligated to accept, we are obligated when we accept the money to spend the money. So we have to discuss this. So March 30th, 7 p.m. Glacier View School is the Glacier View Community Council meeting. A significant part of the meeting will be about the budget and honoring our grants with the borough. So, Barbara, we're going to work on it. Okay. let's move on. We have resident Jim Hitchcock. You may recall a number of months ago I had several stories on the early life of Jim Hitchcock, and then followed by interviews with Beatrice, his wife. They lived down in Caribou Creek. Today we got to talking about the Caribou Creek trails. Interesting stories, and then a little bit about the local bridges here in Glacier View. So here's the interview. Hi, this is Joseph Davis with the Glacier Review. Today I'm here with Jim Hitchcock. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you, Joseph?
Thanks for coming on the program today. So we were talking about the bridges of Glacier View, and you mentioned one or more. Let's start with the first Caribou Creek Bridge. How did that come about?
When the main highway, the Glen Highway, was first built, they built a bridge there that was a overhead rack, overhead support, that bridge across the bridge, across the river there. And
was that an overhead steel bridge?
Yeah, steel
okay.
bridge. Mm-hmm. And sometime along, probably before they were ready to replace it, a truck ran into the bridge. I think it had a dozer on a trailer, and this had been in the early 40s, mid 40s. But anyway, it got damaged, and so they ended up having to put a better bridge in there. Hmm. They did, and so the old bridge, the damaged bridge, and it had been there, for a while, and they sort of drug it out into the weeds, and it was being stored. The state was not a state at the time, of course, but mm-hmm. And it belonged to the state, ultimately, and so some people got a hold of it and figured, well, some people that lived down on the island across the Matanuska River.
Okay, that'd be right this side of the Matanuska Glacier then.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And they call that the island.
The island, okay. Right. And it's an island because it has a glacier on one side and a river on two sides.
Well, that works for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Any one of them is kind of hard to get across.
Yeah. Yeah.
But people, that bridge been lying there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little bit, a little bit hazy about the exact years.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But it had to been in the, maybe the 60s.
Okay.
Early.
Okay.
And so they just decided to go get that bridge. And in pieces, it was all apart.
Sure.
And so they built a bridge across the river there with that, which is quite a little undertaking, actually.
And now, was that on Keith's Road or?
It would be Keith's Road, I believe. Okay. That's okay. Pretty sure I'm right on that.
Okay.
But the original, and I won't use any names.
No, that's okay.
No, but the original people who wanted to build that and who had places out there, and it was mm-hmm. a couple, two or three people, couldn't get anybody else around the neighborhood to help them. Mm. And they were kind of put out about that a little bit. So they finally did it themselves and got it across the river and opened up. And of course, then everybody else in the country wanted to use it, so they closed it.
Wow.
And they wouldn't let anybody else use it.
Wow.
And in a way, you can see their feeling. They were kind of put out that nobody would mm-hmm. want to use it until it was already built.
Right,
right,
right.
So anyway, some of the people that wanted to use it sued, and sued the people that had built it mm-hmm. because they felt they had a right to it. And mm-hmm. and of course, this got back to the state. And the state was going to let sleeping dogs lie.
Right.
They're not going to mention that their bridge was.
Right.
Yeah, but as soon as it became an item in the, lawsuit, then they had to tear their bridge out.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they ultimately ended up by that time. And the one thing I have a little.
So when they tore the bridge out, did the state have to rebuild the bridge?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, they just tore it out.
They just tore it out.
That's insult to injury, sure. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right, I think. But, and, yeah, so the whole thing was a big mess.
Wow.
And the thing that I can't remember now is before they built another bridge, or I don't know, it could be that the bridge at Glacier Park was built because the people that over there were probably tired of the falderall that was going on with the other bridge.
Right, right.
And so they just went ahead and put in another bridge. And
wow. And so now there's the bridge on Keith's Road.
Yeah.
And the other bridge.
They're both there still. The other one got built back too.
Oh.
I'm not sure absolutely who built it back. Probably the same people.
Right.
But they had to buy the materials. I don't know whether they bought them from the state or not.
We probably better not ask.
Maybe we better not ask. But.
And so now the bridges are good. Life is good.
Yeah, I think life is good. Yeah, I don't think that anybody is trying to keep anybody else out.
Off the bridges, right?
These two bridges are only a few hundred feet apart.
Now, how long has the Glacier Park Road been there?
I'm not absolutely sure, but it's been, it's certainly been, must be since the 60s.
Maybe. Who was the old man that had that homestead down there?
I can't remember his name.
Okay, so tell us about Caribou Creek history.
Well, there was a long-standing trade route for the indigenous people that
Up Caribou Creek.
Going up, not up Caribou Creek. Wait a minute. The road going up Caribou Creek. Oh. My dad built that originally.
Oh.
Starting right just above the bridge.
Wow.
And he dug a switchback trail up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I shoveled a little bit on it too, but I was pretty small, pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
And we had mining claims on Caribou Creek. And so instead of, you couldn't really go up Caribou Creek. Mm-hmm. For one thing, there was the falls there. It was full of water.
Yeah, yeah. It's creeks out that way. Narrow. It's narrow.
So he dug that trail out by hand.
Wow.
And cleared it out, and then we would use that trail to go up. We'd get up onto the kind of the hump of Sheep Mountain on the end, or there's a West End Creek there that comes down, and we'd cross that, and then we kind of struck out across country, and we had our own trail, and we went down. Well, we had five claims, and one of them was encompassed the or had the falls on it. Oddly enough, it's called Falls Claim. So we would go up and down there, and our house is down Caribou Creek, below the bridge.
Below the bridge, yeah.
And I was quite frequently the messengers that had to come down and pick up supplies at the house and walk back up there again packing stuff.
Sure.
But what happened was that... my dad came into...
What was his name?
Ben Hitchcock.
Okay.
He came into he managed to get a John Deere a 40 crawler, a 420, I think it was, crawler tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And he took that little 420 up there, and he widened that trail out wide enough that you could get the 420 up there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so he made that trail into a trail that he could take dogs up and stuff.
Sure. Even that was slow going, though.
Oh, it was tough going. Yeah. Yeah. And
were these gold mines or copper?
Gold mining.
Gold mining. Okay.
Placer mining on the creek.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We worked really hard, but we never really made much. But we were always, we knew that the gold was there, but it was just such a difficult situation to get it out. You know?
And I think that's true. But a lot of this area there's gold everywhere. It's just micro gold. And
down in the bottom of the creek, there was actually some fairly good-sized nuggets. And we found a half-ounce nugget in one place. And that was just a pretty good-sized chunk of gold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was...
And did this trail go all the way up to Eureka?
No, not that one. Later on, there were some trails built later on.
Mm-hmm. In the 70s?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And during quite a bit of that time, I wasn't actually living full time at Caribou Creek. I was taking care of it.
So where did you go to school? Did you just study at home with a log fire, or was there a school around here?
No, not at that time. There was no school. My mother taught me, homeschooled me with a Calvert course.
Calvert?
Calvert.
Calvert. Yeah, okay.
Out of Maryland.
Oh wow.
Anyway, that we.
Because statehood didn't happen until 59.
Yeah, and this was all before that. Yeah.
Sure, sure.
But in 59, I finally, my mother had to have the, she had to, she went when my dad died in 58. She needed money, and she sold that John Deere.
Mm-hmm.
I was into the logging and building log houses and stuff. And I needed a cat, so I got a Caterpillar D2.
D2? That's a little tiny Caterpillar.
Well, it's bigger than the one I've got now.
Oh, well, okay.
No, it was a great, just the right size, really. Mm-hmm. I could have probably used a D4, but I made it go with a nice. But anyway, I got that cat in 59.
Mm-hmm.
And
did that have the little pony gasoline engine?
Yes.
So you started the gasoline engine and got it running, and then you.
And you could leave it running. The cooling system was interconnected.
Oh.
So that it would act as a heater, and it'd heat up the bigger engine.
Right.
So you could always get it started,
Right. And then you throw the clutch and throw the engager gears and. Then you get the diesel going when it's running.
Had a compression release so you could, turn it easier. And
sure, sure.
You kind of feather the clutch a little bit because it was usually kind of stiff,
Right, yeah.
But I used that, I took that D2 up there and widened that trail up Caribou Creek there, all the way up there for about 5 miles, I think.
Wow.
Out into the open country on the back side of Sheep Mountain.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting, though, that the Forest Service finally took it over.
Oh, okay.
And
the claims expired.
Well, we let them expire.
Yeah.
Actually, when the state took over the federal claims in that part of the country, anyway, and the process of switching from one to the other wasn't worth it to us.
No.
We'd already been doing assessment work for years.
Sure.
And so we just gave them up.
Sure.
And some other people tried it. And I think there's been a couple of different groups of people that have...
People come up all the time and chase this, the micro gold. And, there may be little pockets here and there, but it's not consistent. Too much glacial action.
And the gold, we're not even sure where it's hard to tell where the gold came from.
Right, right.
And it was, you know, it's all over. And, you know, this whole country here is, you can take a pan and dirt there and gravel and find gold.
Right.
You know, colors. Right.
Just enough to drive you mad.
Yeah.
All right.
There is. Yeah, we learned a lot about gold mining in that time, and we learned enough to know we didn't want to do it again.
Well, thank you, Jim Hitchcock. I appreciate it. This is great.
It was a pleasure.
Okay.
And you take care.
Thank you.
Once again, that was our own Jim Hitchcock from Glacier View, longtime resident down at Caribou Creek, telling us all kinds of very interesting things about the history of Glacier View and his history in Glacier View. Are you a snake fan? Well, speaking of snakes, we have St. Patrick's Day coming up this Friday. Patrick was a 5th century Romano-British Christian missionary and bishop in Ireland. Much of what is known about St. Patrick comes from the Declaration, which was allegedly written by Patrick himself. It is believed that he was born in Roman Britain in the 4th century to a wealthy Romano-British family. His father was a deacon and his grandfather was a priest in the Christian church. According to the Declaration, at age 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders and taken as a slave to Gaelic Island, Ireland. It says that he spent 6 years there working as a shepherd and that during this time he, quote, found God. The Declaration says that God told Patrick to flee to the coast where a ship would be waiting to take him home. After making his way home, Patrick went on to become a priest. According to tradition, Patrick returned to Ireland to convert the pagan Irish to Christianity. The Declaration says that he spent many years evangelizing in northern half of Ireland and converted thousands. Patrick's efforts against the Druids were eventually turned into an allegory in which he drove out snakes out of Ireland because Ireland never had any snakes. Tradition holds that he died on 17th of March and was buried in Downpatrick. Over the following centuries, many legends grew up around Patrick, and he became Ireland's foremost saint. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station, Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Visit radiofreepalmer.org and become a member today. Visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and rebroadcasting in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. So let's get back to the Irish and have a little bit of Irish music. Here's a song called Cagaran Gaulach. Now, is it really pronounced that way? I don't know, but we'll listen anyway.
Cagaran, Cagaran, Cagaran Gaulach, Cagaran Luchu, Fergamogunia, Gotia Gorgo, Gotia Kyrich, Gotia Shian, Aini Shanu. Go to your
Kagaran Gaulich. All right, that was a really nice mellow Irish song. So let's continue the Irish songs here.
The year is waiting to the wane, and day is fading west of wall. Out raves the torrent and the rain, and dark the cloud comes doon the shore. Let the tempest out and blow upon his loudest winter horn. Good night and joy be with you all. We'll maybe meet again in the morn. Oh, we hae wandered far and wide, o'er Scotland's hills, o'er firth and fell. Money, a simple flower we've culled, and trimmed them way the heather bell. We've ranged the dingle and the dell, the hamlet and the baron's hall. Now let us take a kind farewell. Good night and joy be with you. Though I was wayward, were kind, and sorrowed when I went astray. For all my strains were often wild, as winds upon a winter day. If e'er I led you from the way, forgie your minstrel aims for all. A tear falls where his parting lay. Good night and joy be with.
So, happy St. Patrick's Day to you this Friday. Thank you for listening today. Does something on today's program interest you? Care to add to the discussion? Visit the Glacier Review on Facebook to add your comments and photos and see what others are saying. I post photos and guests and gadgets and more on my The Glacier Review Facebook page. Join us at radiofreepalmer.org and become a member. Until my next program, good wishes to you and yours. My name is Joseph Davis. Top of the morning to you.